Unit 8, The Story of My Village, page 82 and 83.
Many years ago, my village was very poor. The villagers had to work hard in the fields all day and could hardly make ends meet. Their lives were simple and they were in need of many things. Many people had to live in houses made of straw and mud, and few families had a radio or TV set. However, in spite of the shortages, the villagers managed to send their children to school and college. They hoped that with an education of science and technology, their children could find a way of bettering their lives. The children have met their parents' wishes. When they come back from college or technical high school, they introduced new farming methods, which resulted in bumper crops. They also helped the villagers grow cash crops for export. Soon, the lifestyle of my village changed. Today, people live in brick houses. In the evening, they can listen to the news on the radio or watch TV for entertainment. Sometimes they go to town on their motorbikes to do some shopping or to visit friends. Our lives have changed a lot thanks to the knowledge of our children brought home, said an old farmer. And I always tell my grandchildren to study harder so that they can do even more for the village than their parents did.
Unit 8, The Story of My Village, page 82 and 83.
Many years ago, my village was very poor. The villagers had to work hard in the fields all day and could hardly make ends meet. Their lives were simple and they were in need of many things. Many people had to live in houses made of straw and mud, and few families had a radio or TV set. However, in spite of the shortages, the villagers managed to send their children to school and college. They hoped that with an education of science and technology, their children could find a way of bettering their lives. The children have met their parents' wishes. When they come back from college or technical high school, they introduced new farming methods, which resulted in bumper crops. They also helped the villagers grow cash crops for export. Soon, the lifestyle of my village changed. Today, people live in brick houses. In the evening, they can listen to the news on the radio or watch TV for entertainment. Sometimes they go to town on their motorbikes to do some shopping or to visit friends. Our lives have changed a lot thanks to the knowledge of our children brought home, said an old farmer. And I always tell my grandchildren to study harder so that they can do even more for the village than their parents did.